Go to Enron Field, the new home of the Houston Astros baseball team, and you enter through the restored Union Station Railroad Depot. And when the Astros hit home runs, you hear the crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd, and the sounds of a replica 1860 steam locomotive on a track high above left field. Mixing railroad bells and whistles with baseball hits and runs isn't just a gimmick. It was planned by the architects, HOK Sports Facilities Group of Kansas City, and the Astros owner, Drayton McLean. They wanted a downtown ballpark that would outshine the Astrodome, the team's former home, and the world's first domed stadium. The answer, in this era of retro design ballparks, was to blend the best of the old with the strikingly new. The steel and concrete stadium is clad in red bricks and beige limestone to blend with Union Station, which was built in 1911 in the neoclassical revival style. Inside the ballpark, baseball is played the old-fashioned way, on grass, not AstroTurf. To protect fans from heat and rain, a retractable roof mounted on rails can open or close in 12 minutes. That transport system also moves the stadium's massive northwest wall. It's constructed of hurricane-proof glass and looks out on the Houston skyline. Enron Field is a public-private partnership named for the Houston-based energy company that bought the naming rights. It comprises more than 6 acres and costs $310 million. Still, it's intimate. Seats are close to the field and angled for viewing. Sound blasts from 1,300 speakers. The ballpark boasts the biggest scoreboard in baseball and a closed caption board for the hearing impaired. Still, for all its innovations, Enron Field is a classic place to root for the home team.